Welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV. Karen W., I'm Jeremy Werner. Join me this morning is saxophonist and composer Stephen Banks, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. His performance is this Sunday at 2 p.m. Stephen, thank you for joining me this morning. First things first, what got you into playing saxophone?
What got me into saxophone, classical saxophone, was I had a teacher that came to actually visit my public school jazz band sectional and played for us for the first. He played classical saxophone for my class, and I had never heard it before, and I was really sort of enthralled by his playing and his sound and just how the saxophone could sound. And so I ended up going to the North Carolina School of the Arts to study with him for my last 2 years of high school. And after that, I never really looked back.
So your biography shows you've been performing for 6 years as a soloist, but you've also done some work with orchestras and symphonies in the past. So I'm wondering if you prefer going it alone or if you enjoy the collaborative process of music.
I think for one of the cool things about being a classical musician, but really any kind of musician, is that you have a long-term career, you know, of 50 plus years you can play, and it so during that time it's really fulfilling to do your own projects. It's fulfilling to collaborate with other people in intimate settings, whether it's just two people performing or five. And then it's also nice to perform as a soloist with large groups, large ensembles, and so I make a concerted effort, actually, to make sure that I have a sort of diversity of experience, and each of those different kinds of things helps with the others, and it all sort of just contributes to being a better musician, I feel.
You know, your biography also shows you have a background in higher education, and something that wasn't in your bio, but I noticed doing a little bit of research, is that you're a big advocate for diversity and inclusion in music education. You know, from your perspective as an educator, has the U.S. done an effective job at diversity and inclusion in music education over the past decade or so?
Well, I think it's certainly gotten a lot better. I can say that almost every classical music presenter, orchestra, artistic planner, conductor, just everyone is really thinking about these issues now, and for the most part, from what I see, is making concerted efforts to make changes, and that's very encouraging to me, and it is also something that I just continue to strive to help with every day. It's a very central part of what I do as a musician and what I hope to contribute.
So how do you change the narrative on that? Because I think when people think of composers, I think they usually think of names like Bach or Beethoven or other white European men, and they really don't think of anybody outside that kind of spectrum, at least a casual person. And, you know, there are minorities who have been classical music composers, you know, not just recently, but for generations. So, you know, how do you change that narrative?
Well, I think that it's actually not all that complicated in terms of what needs to be done. I think it's more difficult to disrupt sort of the systems and patterns of just the way things have always been. And so it really comes down to playing these people's music and inserting their music into curriculums in classrooms, and that sort of, and also commissioning new works by diverse composers of today, and that work is definitely being done. And the sort of thing about it is that it's not really particularly romantic work to be doing. There's a lot of just trying to discover new music, listening to a lot of things that you may not hear on every orchestra concert, and doing the behind the scenes work so that you can develop relationships with these pieces and with these composers and their musical voices. So then you as a musician can share them with your audiences. And so I think there's a lot that can be done, and I think it is relatively simple to start doing. It just takes that continued effort.
Do you ever get pushback when you utilize an unknown composer?
Yes, but I actually find that you get pushback on utilizing unknown composers' works regardless of their background, actually. And so you just have to really believe in the work, and you also have to make sure that when it is presented, that it is done really well. Like, you have to give it its due in terms of rehearsal time and making sure that the players that are performing it are the top players, and that you really give them the respect that you would give to any other composer.
So real quick, going back to education, I saw you're offering a 30-minute masterclass, a free masterclass, after the performance this Sunday. Is that something you do at all your shows?
No, this was actually a request of the presenter, and I'm always happy to work with students.
Brownville is a very intimate place to perform at. At least that's, you know, what I've been told. I've never performed there and never will. But, you know, the musicians that we have talked to who have performed there say they really enjoy the setting because you are so close to people who are very in tune and enjoying the music more than you would at, like, a big concert hall or something. So do you enjoy performing in an intimate setting?
Yeah, well, this will be my first time there. This will actually be my first time in Nebraska at all. And I love performing chamber music in intimate settings because, well, I think I mainly enjoy the fact that the audience can experience it in that setting. It's not particularly different to me to perform in that way, but with the audience there, I know that if they are sort of close and in this intimate environment, that they are able to experience the music in a much more visceral way. Like, they're closer to the place where all of this energy is being created, and they can see the collaborations between me and the pianist that I'll be working with. And when you're closer to that, I think it really is more impactful. I think it hits you a little bit harder when you're able to feel not only how it sounds, but how the ebb and flow of the music feels. And that is exciting to me.
All right, Stephen, thanks for joining me, and good luck this weekend. Once again, that is saxophonist and composer Stephen Banks, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. His performance is this Sunday at 2, and tickets are still available. For more info and tickets, you can visit BrownvilleConcertSeries.com. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.